this morning. We're doing things a little differently. We have several lessons already, six of them, I believe, that we've taught on the book of Galatians, wrong way Galatians, if you will. And those are online. Say it with me, church, gracechristiancenter.us. We will pick that theme back up again next week. But this morning is a time in the presence of the Lord for us to pray together. We will take time for that. And I want to ask you an important question, because though you may quickly give a Christianese answer, it's an important question to stop in our spirits and ask. Does prayer make a difference? I'm not accusing anybody of speaking Christianese, but it's sometimes easy to quickly say yes. How many have been praying for certain things that have been in your heart for a long, long time? I mean, more than a day, more than a week. I mean, some of you for years over some things. And upon occasion, it's easy to begin to wonder, does it make a difference? We believe we have a God who hears, but does he really? Well, yes, he does. He's a God who does above and beyond all that we ask or think, and he's a God who hears our prayer. Is there a reason to pray? Does it do any good? Let's take a look and see what some of the scripture says this morning. 2 Chronicles 7, verses 13 through 15. Reading from the King James as we begin here this morning. If I shut up heaven, God's voice speaking, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Verse 14, we commonly quote. If my people. So if God allows this devastation to come, this drought to come, these locusts to come, if tough times come and God is the one who's allowing it to happen, he's saying, I'm allowing this to happen in your life to draw something out from you, to draw you beyond where you are, to take you from point A to point B. Maybe God is saying this morning, it's a little too comfortable where you are. Let me take you on and further transform. You. If you think that God is not at work transforming his people, you got another thing coming. Spend a little more time in the Word of God. How many are glad he keeps shining you up to make you more like Jesus? Amen. So if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and what? Well, let's go back to the one before. And what? We're asking, does it do any good? And he's saying, not only does it do good, I want you to do it. If you'll pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, there's a promise. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I said, and will heal their land. I'll hear, I'll forgive, I'll heal. Now mine eyes shall be opened and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. James 5, verse 16 declares, confess your faults one to another, pray for one another that you may be healed. Pray for one another that you may be healed. Seek my face. Pray for one another, for I'm the God who wants to heal. That's the implication in that verse. I want to heal. I want to move. I want to strengthen. I want to answer. And watch the final phrase of James 5:16. Please repeat it with me. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And you know that word man doesn't just mean male, it means male and female. By the way, how many are aware that God created two genders, male and female, created he them? I should have had a hearty amen on that. How many know God said there are two genders, male and female, created he them? Amen. Let's practice that. Amen. Oh, very good. You biblical people, you. As we pray. We love everybody, okay? Come on, guys. We love everybody. A lot of people are confused. So there's a button or a ringer going off somewhere. Pardon me? Oh, well, there's a ringer going off. It might be someone's hearing aid or something's beeping. Maybe the Lord's telling us to evacuate. Evacuate.
The fries are done.
The fries are done. Okay. The turkey's getting burnt. Whatever it might be, all right, if that's yours, if you could give attention to it. So the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much, and woman avails much. Again, I started to say we love everybody. There are people confused about this issue right now. The Bible tells us that in the last days, the devil will throw a strong delusion on people. There are a lot of people that believe a strong delusion. But when we keep it simple and go back to the Word of God, He's the one who created us. How did He create us? Right? All right. As we pray today, there are two reasons for our prayer. There's the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Secondly, there's the National Day of Fasting and Prayer for our nation. The Scripture tells us that God hears us, His people, when we come in humility, when we seek Him sincerely, and when we come with repentance. Now, did you hear how many times, if you counted the word come to me, or the words come, or come to me this morning prophetically, over and over and over and over again. How many want to sit down with God and have a cup of coffee? Yeah. Don't show your hands. How many want that to be a glass of wine? I heard that in the prophecy. I could hear the adjustment of the prophecy there. I heard that. Oops. No, listen. Communion. The wine of the Holy Spirit. All right? I hear that way. So, for those that don't drink. Well, I should tell you, just as an aside, I was a Spirit-filled man in a wonderful Spirit-filled church, and there was an incredible, a wonderful man of God who traveled the world, had ministry around the world, Ralph Mahoney. Some of you may know him. And he told a story. I was a senior in high school, had ripped jeans hair down to here, and just had gotten radically saved. And he told this hilarious story about these missionaries that went over. They were American missionaries, but they went over to have lunch with their brethren. I believe it was Germany. They all sat down to lunch. And they were having wonderful fellowship, but when the Americans ordered coffee, the German missionaries nearly fell off their chair and stumbled over the caffeine beverage they had chosen. And then they ordered wine, and the Americans stumbled. We're not here to talk about that this morning. God is listening. God is seeing, and God is watching, and God wants to answer your prayers. He wants to move on our behalf. He's waiting for His people to work with Him in prayer. Oh, got that word out, prayer, to work with Him. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. Those prayers are in accordance with the Word of God. He's watching. Have you read the book of Malachi? He's listening as they share about the Lord, and He writes a book of remembrance for those who are talking about Him and sharing about Him. God is listening to your prayers, and He wants to answer them, and He wants to work with you and me, and He wants us to pray and intercede and seek His face. And the heart of God is, He wants a land that's healed. He wants a land that comes to repentance. He wants a land where revival breaks out. And happy are the people whose God is the Lord. That's what our God wants. What's the answer? Does your prayer make a difference? Yeah. Your prayers make a huge difference. A huge difference. If you don't hear from God right away, if you don't hear from Jesus right away, keep waiting. Keep praying. Keep loving. Keep serving. You know, I talk to people who say, I just don't get anything out of the Word, and I don't get much. And I say to them, you know, even if you read a psalm and you get one little verse that speaks to your heart, that's important. Hold on to it. Sometimes when you go home and eat, you get steak. It's a big feast. Sometimes you go home and you have parts of hot dogs and beans. But you've still eaten. Easy for you to say on a fast day, Kevin. It's hard. No. But the point is, it's not always a feast meal, but you get something from the Lord. At the very least, even if you don't feel you get something from the Lord, the Bible says your soul is washed by the water of the Word. I want you to hear that phrase again. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. How are we made righteous? Through the blood of Jesus. The effective, the effectual effectiveness, fervent, passionate, sold out heart that wants to work with God, that wants God's will, that wants God's way. Lord, fulfill your word in this place. Pour out revival. We want to see multitudes of people come to Jesus. We want to send the love of Jesus out. So God loved the world. He gave his son Jesus. Lord, save the multitudes. Pour out revival. That's working hand in hand with God. Oh God, won't you pour out revival? How many believe that's a prayer God wants to answer? Oh God! And it makes a huge difference. And 1 John tells us, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, this is the confidence we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He, come on,
He hears us.
And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, whatsoever we ask, we've already prayed according to His will. If we know He hears us, then we know we have the petitions we've desired of Him. That's His promise. That's His word. Open Doors is an organization that does absolutely powerful information and ministry to the persecuted. Open Doors, and then there's another group. This morning you all had a flyer from the Voice of the Martyrs, and there is a website called persecution.com. Persecution.com. The pamphlet that I have right here, when you go to the Voice of the Martyrs, or actually this one comes from Open Doors, opendoorsusa.org. I invite you and encourage you to look that up. This will be at the back, but this pamphlet is 60-some pages long, 64 pages long, and I double-sided printed it, so it was on 30 pages, but it identifies the top 50 nations in the world that persecution is absolutely running rampant against the body of Christ. Now, one of the things about which you should really be aware that is not talked about much, the most persecuted people on earth, bar none, are Christians. The most persecuted among the Christians, bar none, are women. Women, Christians, around the planet are suffering horrifically at the hands of persecutors. They are ripped apart, raped, their children burned in front of their eyes unless they turn from Christ, and they're choosing not to. And they're standing for the cause of Christ, men and women around the planet. 1 in 9 Christians are suffering because they are Christians. North Korea is the number one nation on the planet for horrifically treating Christians. We're going to watch a DVD in just a minute, and I'll ask you just to give it your attention. It's a fascinating DVD. We need to stand with people groups all around the earth. You hear me pray as we begin our services, praying for those who are persecuted. North Korea, Afghanistan, Somalia, Libya, Pakistan, Sudan, Eritrea, Yemen, Iran, India. India has climbed up the ranks, horribly treating Christians. By the way, Nigeria is one of the worst places on the planet with Christians being decimated. Syria, Nigeria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, the Maldives, Egypt, Uzbekistan, Myanmar, Laos, Vietnam. It goes on and on and on. So when we stop and we think sometimes to ourselves, my life's really in the pits. Stop long enough to think about your brothers and sisters in Christ around the earth who are really suffering persecution for their faith. What should have joined me in prayer? And then Dan and Roxanne, go ahead and let's show that video first. If you would get the lights. Thanks, Daria. Let's show this video. It's going to take 6 or 7 minutes. Then we're going to spend a few minutes in prayer and move on to part number two of our message. A little louder, please.
We were taught that all missionaries were terrorists. They told us that a missionary will be nice to you at first, but when they get you into their homes, then they will...
Now, did you hear what it said, as long as it's paused? Did you hear what she said, or he said? He said, we were taught from the time we were children that missionaries were terrorists. They're nice to you at first, but when you come into their homes, it's going to tell you what they're taught that they do. They're taught that they kill them and eat them.